Let's look forward to the game. Delighted to say Letterkenny Rovers goalkeeper Rory Kelly joins us on the line. Good afternoon, Rory.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. Well, Rory, Letterkenny Rovers, Coghill Celtic, the big two at intermediate level. And Coghill have had the upper hand in so many games in the past. But this season, you've done fairly well with against them, both in the FAI Cup and also in the league.
Yeah, we've kind of, every game we've gone on day against them, you know, we've gone on with different plans, we've gone on with different setups and stuff. And, you know, I think that the league form, especially whenever, you know, we were probably the only team to take points off them this year. For us, that was satisfying. But obviously, at the end of the league, you're looking at the table and you're saying, well, the best team always comes out on top. Like, so, like, we know we let ourselves down in certain games, but we're hoping to put it right tomorrow.
And you've been, I suppose, getting a little bit closer. You had success against them in the Nakala Caravans Cup.
Yeah, like. See, to be honest, I don't think there is much of a gap there. I think, you know, this season in particular, I think we just fell down at certain times, whereas Coghill kind of showed their experience and, you know, they picked up the results that we probably didn't pick up. And, you know, whenever you're looking back at it and you're looking at the results that we've taken from them this year, it's encouraging to know that we're still kind of probably beside them in terms of quality of the team. And, you know, knowing that we can get results against them, but obviously at the end of the day, you have to take each game against them one at a time, and tomorrow will be no different as well. So, you know, I don't think there's a massive gap between us, but on league form, I think there's just other stages of the season where we let ourselves down, you know.
Yeah, and you know, the fact they're going for a seventh double in a row, I mean, it is a quite remarkable record, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely! Like, you can't fault that. Like, and I suppose whenever they have that kind of experience spine in their team, and, you know, boys that know what it takes to win, I think a lot of teams lack that. And no more than ourselves, you know. Like, we have a lot of quality players in there, but we just haven't really had any of those heights in terms of winning the league and stuff. And I suppose whenever you're looking at our team now, we have a few experienced heads, but it's quite a young spine now at this stage. So we're keen to put things right, you know. You can't take anything away from Coghill. Very, very strong team. Natural winners, of course. Like, but you know, I would never rule us out either, you know.
And looking at the Ulster Senior League, I mean, it's been a difficult season with Swilly dropping out. You were involved, of course, at Inter-provincial level as well, and the hope must be, because it is a good standard there, and clubs have represented the county so well, you've also still got the FAI Senior Cup to look forward to. The hope must be that the league will survive and attract more teams.
You would hope so. Like, you would hope so that some teams would take a step up. Now, I don't know how attractive it can be made to them, but, you know, because a lot of teams, I suppose, they're not necessarily set in their ways, but, you know, they're quite comfortable in their own leagues and they're doing well, and, you know, they can keep their squads together every year and add to it. But like, whereas also senior league, I suppose but whenever you're looking at a league with six teams or seven teams, or it could be just five teams next season, like, looking at that and saying, right, how can we change the landscape, and that, it's very, very difficult. Like, but you would hope it's safe, because there's a lot of quality in the league, and even you see the players that have gone on senior level as well from this season, like the likes of Adrian DeLapp and Derry, and then numerous boys that have played recently, Fun Harps, like Stephen Doherty and Michael Gallagher. Like, the boys have all cut their teeth as well in the senior league in the last 2 years, so it is a good standard. You would hope it would be safe, but as you said, like, it's a bit up in the air at the minute.
And finally, I suppose, I mean, the players know each other so well, and yet margins can be so thin. One suspects that, you know, it could just be a single goal that wins it tomorrow.
I never like thinking like that, Chris. I'm always kind of, I suppose, well, whatever way it takes to get a result, if you win by one, if you win by five, like, it doesn't matter. I suppose Cock will be thinking the same. Like, obviously, the games will be tight. They're always really well contested affairs. There's always a wee bit of needle on them as well. Like, and I think you need that kind of rivalry in the league. I think that if there wasn't that rivalry, if there wasn't that kind of competitiveness whenever you're playing, whenever the top two sort of face off like that, kind of takes away from the spectacle a little bit. Like, but no, look, listen, we'll be going all out. We've been working hard to try and put things right. The second half of the season, things might not necessarily have gone for us. They might not have necessarily gone as well as we'd hoped coming into the break around Christmas time and stuff. But, you know, we've stuck at it. We've kept the group together as best we can. And, you know, I'm confident there. Like, we have a squad. We have a group of players that are more than capable of getting the result tomorrow. And hopefully we will be on the right end of it.